Welcome to everyone. I'm very delighted today to introduce you to a great technology which can give you knowledge as well as matter, wealth. And what is this technology? This is the Vedic technology of fire ritual, or which I call as fire lab. I introduced the term fire lab many years ago in order to drive home the idea that this is the fire ritual is a platform similar to a lab, a laboratory, where we experiment and prove whether something is right or wrong. The fire ritual, or yajna, or homa, as they are called in Sanskrit, is a great technology. It is not a religious practice. It is all about knowing two fundamental forces or energy, or both energy and force, both material and spiritual or metaphysical. It is all about heat and light, and the God presiding over the whole heat and light. I have spent most of my time in trying to figure out how all these practices work in order to enrich our life, the spiritual practices. And I'm going to be very precise. I don't want to waste my time and your time. This is a simple but powerful ritual which manipulates, if that is the right word to use, light and heat in order to bring the god Agni, who is the god of fire, and which is the god of light and heat, to provide you with both spiritual wealth as well as material wealth, like ratna, is gold and precious metals buried in the earth. And he is in charge of that. He's a miner, so to say, where you can go and dig diamonds. The concept of God in Hinduism is very complex but very scientific. There are several gods. The fire, called Agni, is the god of light, the god of heat. Just imagine, go and look at what heat and light do for us in our life. We cannot even live without heat and light, because primordial forces of heat and light is fundamental for existence. You cannot exist without it. And where is Agni, the god? He is beyond these two forces. And these forces can be reduced to the nuclear force, say the gluons, which hold together the subatomic particles within the atom, the gluons. The best way for me to understand is that there is proton inside the proton, the quarks. These are the subatomic particles. And then there are also other subatomic particles inside there. And the gluon is that which creates the larger force. And that force is Agni. But that is not true also in a higher sense, because Agni is beyond that force. And then the only way you can scientifically, I'm satisfied with that gluon interpretation. That's very handy and very illustrative. So the very fundamental subatomic force is what we are all looking for, which we have not been able to know fully well, is responsible for life, existence. And who controls that? Agni, the god he presides. There is a god that presides over all the forces and energies, whether they are atomic or subatomic or molecular or compound, all these things.